Hey, sweet mates, it's me, Marsha Guerriere, founder of Her Sweet Spot, and welcome back to another Her Sweet Spot Experience podcast. We're back. This is our first time back in a little while. I'm your host. I'm so excited for what we have coming for the season. We're going to be sharing so many of your sweet mates and those phenomenal entrepreneurs that have been really, really working hard to elevate their business and have been working towards funding options. So we're super excited for this new season of the Her Sweet Spot podcast, where we bring you incredible stories of perseverance, of resilience, and of women taking things to the next level and sharing their entrepreneurial journey with us. And today's guest, I'm so excited for my first guest back, your sweet mate and mine, Hyacinth Tucker. Welcome,
Hyacinth. Hi, everyone. Hello, hello.
Hello, hello. I'm so happy to have you as my first guest. You have been truly just a joy to see and witness all of the growth and the things you have been doing in your business in under 2 years. I love to tell people, you know, entrepreneurship don't take off like that all the time, but when it does, it's a beautiful thing to see. So, Hyacinth, can you introduce yourself to the community?
Sure. Well, hello, everyone. I'm so happy to be here. I am Hyacinth Tucker, and I'm the owner of the Laundry Basket LLC, and we are an on-demand, subscription-based mobile laundry and dry cleaning delivery solution servicing the greater D.C., Maryland, and Northern Virginia area.
And Hyacinth, I want to share that, you know, this season is really going to be about highlighting a lot of our Her Rise micro grant winners and really touch base and to see where you are now, right? It's been some time since you won one of our grants back, I don't even know, 2020 or 21? 21.
22.
Where are we now? Oh, you know, I don't know what's going on. These years have kind of like, whoop, whoop, whoop. There's a whole year and a half missing from all of our brains. I know, I'm not the only one who's been feeling that. But winning the Her Rise grant must have been a significant moment in your business, or I should ask you, was it a significant moment in your business? And can you tell me where you were then? And just talk a little bit about where the business is now since winning the grant.
Oh, definitely. Okay, so let me first paint a picture. So it's July 1st, 2022, and I'm in my girlfriend's living room, and there are clothes everywhere. And I mean everywhere. And I'm like talking to her and I'm picking up clothes and she's telling me how busy she is, how tired she is. And she hates doing laundry. And she looked at me and she said, I wish somebody would just come and just take all this laundry and wash it for me. And I looked at her and I said, I'll do it. And honestly, that is how the business got started, in the living room of my girlfriend. And so that was July
20th. I don't think you ever shared that with me. Oh. I think it's the first time I'm even hearing that part of your journey. That's amazing. Okay, I love it.
Yeah, so I started, and of course that's my first client, right? And so now I'm like, okay, it's a business. So it's like, where do we go from here? And so it was kind of like, I'm trying to think of like all the different things that I need. Like, okay, I need to do some marketing, and I need like a website, and I need, you know, some supplies, and you know, that type of thing. So that was July. And December, I think, when is it, in November or December, don't get me wrong, is when I met you. And I came across an email, and I honestly, for the life of me, can't remember exactly how, but anyway, I met you. And I came to one of the first Friday events, and it was like, I was like, oh my gosh, this is wonderful. A community of people, like I can just be me and I can say, this is what I'm doing. This is what I want to do. And people there to support me, encourage me, and then there's knowledge. And you chose me as a grant winner, and it was a great pivotal time for my business, because I was still like, then that it sounds like a good idea. I know there's a need, because I'm the professional too. And it was kind of like, I'm the one whose suitcase is like stays in the living room. And I'm like, oh, I need to unpack that and wash those clothes.
Oh,
but yeah, it doesn't get done as much as soon as I would like it to be done. And so I knew there was a need, but I was like, to really push the business, it kind of like you needed funding. And at that point, I wasn't definitely not fundable, you know, so it was kind of like, it was just like a concept. It was just, you know, where I didn't have like a business plan, anything like that. So it was just like that $500 helped me to get supplies. It helped me to get marketing materials and even help with like, you know, like website, like to really, you know, really boost the website so that I can like take orders and that type of thing. So now that's December 2022. So to answer your question of where we are now, so we have more than three times our income since then. We're now a six-figure business. We now have contracts with the Hyatt. We have contracts with Southern Management Luxury Properties. We're a subcontractor on a government contract. We work with laundromats and dry cleaners who don't have pickup and delivery service, and we provide that service. And then, of course, you always have to have a social impact because, you know, we come into these communities and then we have to give back. So we work with local nonprofits, and as it get closed in as donations, we launder them and then we deliver them to homeless shelters as well. So that is where we are, and we're continuing to grow. We're already in Maryland, D.C., and Northern Virginia, and we're looking to see what areas for future we would like to expand into. We do have our federal trademark, so we want to put our stamp in different areas and maybe look into franchising. So a lot of great things on the horizon for the business, but it started in that living room and me just saying, I'll do it.
I can see it. And the reason why, you know, when we select our winners and the day you came on, you don't need to be present for the first Fridays in order to be a winner. We pre-select before we get there. Mm-hmm. But knowing that you were in the room and I was just sitting on this, you know, we went through our whole session and our whole hour, whatever mm-hmm. topic we were doing on that day. And it was just like, oh my God, it's going to be so exciting. So I love it when you guys are in the room on the first Fridays uh-huh. or in the mm-hmm. Zoom. And so I could see that reaction because it really is a priceless moment.
I had no idea because it was my first time. I didn't know what to expect. I was just coming to First Friday. And that's one of the things I usually tell people is being present. Like there's so many opportunities. I'm sorry, not to take it at a different tangent, but there's so many opportunities, but you have to show up. You have to be present and you always have to be ready, right? What they say, stay ready so you don't have to get ready. You have to be able to present your business. Like, you know, my 30 seconds a little bit more polished now. So I don't remember what I said in December, but obviously I said enough for you to be like, okay, I believe in that. And that also is what happened to me in that December. It was like, you validated me, right? So it made me feel like, wow, someone sees me and they see what I'm trying to do and they see the passion behind what I'm trying. I mean, it may not be, you know, all fancy and all like, you know, but they were like, I see you, Hyacinth. And I think that that's something that we can, you know, because when somebody puts money behind you, they're saying, all right, don't mess this up now. Don't make me look bad now.
We're hoping.
With it. And that kind of gave me that impetus, like, you know, Marsha invested in me. She needs to see a return on her investment. I can't be like, come back in 6 months and be like, yeah, I don't want to do that no more. Cause you know, I mean, and don't get me wrong, life happens. But yeah. I was just like, that was like my first step into like, people are looking at me. People are depending on me. People see the vision and I need to like see it through. Cause sometimes it's like, whew, but I'm like, I got to keep on going, especially for my clients.
I love that you recognized very early on that mm-hmm. you needed to think about, were you an entrepreneur before you thought of this business idea? What was your life before that? Because you immediately, which is not most people who are brand new with an idea mm-hmm. out of the gate, but you immediately knew you had to look for all those things. And might I add the four pillars, which is mindset, money, marketing, and media, you knew you had to look for all of those elements, which takes me to my next kind of question that I had. What and at what point, and you kind of just mentioned it, but can you share a pivotal moment or mindset shift that helped you realize that you found your sweet spot and in terms of your mindset as an entrepreneur? So what were your endeavors before this mm-hmm. business? Because I feel your whole self into this mm-hmm. business. And what kind of businesses did you do before? And how is it different now for you?
Yeah. So I have been a serial entrepreneur for about I would say about like 15, 16 years. So my first one, I was in the insurance industry. So I became an Allstate insurance agent. So I had an agency for 8 years. And then I went into opening up an event venue, so like banquet halls. So I had like four banquet halls. And then I started doing children's parties where we celebrated brown and black children and just getting them to celebrate themselves at a young age so they can grow up and celebrate themselves and others. And then COVID happened. And of course, everything that was related to, so I had already stopped doing the insurance agent. I had already sold the agency, but the event venues and the children's parties, that of course went bye-bye. You know, so literally I was at home, you know, during that time and just trying to really just figure out like what is like my next thing. And so this literally was just a, you know, as I'm still trying to figure out life, this really came about. But the one thing that is very constant for me is that I want something and I want a business that impacts, like I can really see the impact and what it does for my client. And so I look at that, like as long as there's like a need, you know, and it's something that people will pay for, you know. And so that's, you know, the constant that I see across all my businesses is I look at like, what is this doing for the community? Like, how am I helping my community? And I can always like talk about that, like really, you know, like with no script, I can always talk about what the impact of my business is, you know. And so that's what I see. But it's a mindset change. As far as like, because you don't know everything. Like, you know, I don't know too much about laundry. I know now. But but you know, I kind of drive off of challenges. Like that kind of is like what kind of gets my motor revving is like, I'm gonna figure this out. I may not know it, but I'm gonna figure it out. And I'm a lifelong learner. Like I'm one of those people, like I read my emails and I'm like kind of see what classes, and that's how I said I found upon you. It was like I must have got something and it was like sweet spot, boom. Put down Friday, first Friday, I'm coming. Because it's just like, you know, I just need to soak up knowledge. I need to like sit at the feet of people who've done, you know, certain things and kind of just learn. And that's why, you know, and if something, you know, stops me, you'll see me every first Friday because I'm just like, I just want to learn from people. I want to learn from you know, the guest speakers, like, yeah.
Excellent. When you mentioned, you were sitting down, a lot of fresh new ideas and businesses are started during like some type of world crisis, whether it's an economic crisis or just like pandemic, right? So many things are birthed during these times, and we've seen that with some major companies now. So it's really a strong testament to you following your heart, especially during such a time where it's like, okay, what am I doing with myself after this? And where am I now, right? And where is this society going? Everything is shut down. But you took an idea and you saw that you saw a need. It is a need, and that's what got me, draw me to you, because I use laundry services here in New York, right? And I know the need is there for people that could benefit from it. And I don't think it's just an affordability factor. It really is a benefit, because if you value your time, you're gonna call and make that appointment, right? You're gonna call for that. And so, as I said, mentioned, so let's get down to some money matters, because the four pillars are mindset, money, marketing, and media. And when it comes to managing finances, it is the crucialest thing on the planet. I know we give these micro grants, and it really is a drop in the bucket. It's planting a seed to hopefully help you obtain confidence in yourself to continue to build your business. But hopefully, it also sparks you to get access to more funding, right? And I know since then, you have been able to successfully go on to do that. Talk a little bit about your journey into getting access to more capital and how this little seed that we planted in you birthed you getting the bag, as they say.
That's right. That's right. Everything is a stepping stone. So I have been fortunate to be able to access like almost every way of getting money besides venture capitalists. I did a crowdfunding campaign on Kiva that was very successful. It actually raised.
Kiva is a great platform to raise funding, non-traditional crowdfunding platform.
And I was so scared, but that's another story for another time. But let me go through the list. So we were able to raise our amount. So we raised about $7,000 in 18 hours. Like, I would definitely recommend it to people. And so this is a little trick I did. So can I give a little trick and tip to okay. I was so nervous. I was like, it's begging. I got to tell them all my friends or whatever. When I came up with the idea, honestly, it was in April. My birthday's in April. So I did one of those like friends and family. Instead of buying me something this year for my birthday, or instead of doing that, like if you can just donate to this campaign for my business. And I did this whole, you know, you have to do a big write out and whatever. And I was like, I'm really doing this for the community. And, you know, as a veteran, you know, I'm giving back and doing this and doing that, all that good stuff. And so people started donating just off of the, you know, and they may have done it anyway, but it made me feel like not as, because I was like, you know, instead of for my birthday, you know, people drop their Cash App. It was one of those, like, I dropped my Kiva link. So in 18 hours, we were able to raise $7,000. So I was like, ooh, I'm liking this. So we've done plenty of grants. We have, matter of fact, yesterday we won the Waves of Change grant for 2023. And it's an amazing grant. But anyway, I could go on tangents. But anyway, so we just
wanted that. I want you to help people understand the importance of believing in yourself and doing what makes you uncomfortable. Because it made you uncomfortable, but you did it anyway. And look at where it's gotten you in 15 months, less than two years of building a solid business and getting access to funding to do it. It is not the easiest thing.
Go on with your tangent.
Okay.
So, so the grants. So there are so many grants out there. And, you know, it's really just telling your story and being able to be really succinct in like what it is that you do and what need are you really, accomplishing. And, you know, where do you see how do you feel like you're going to use the funds? So, like, I know we've talked about it. You told people already, like, don't say, oh, because I need some money. And so that's why I need like $5,000. It really has to be something that's really going to, that they can see like an impact on. And so we needed, we needed vans. And then when we got a grant, we got some vans, we wrapped the vans, you know, changing to like our infrastructure as far as like equipment, definitely hiring. We are now a team of six, and it's only because, you know, we've been able to get an influx of money. So grants, pitch competition, as a matter of fact, I have a pitch competition today at 6 p.m. Okay. So, you know, we'll see about that. And so I'll definitely let you know about that.
Fantastic.
But yeah, and that's uncomfortable. Like standing up in front of people, oh my gosh, like shaking in my boots. But you know what? I'm like, it's like, and I remember learning something from like Beyonce. She was like, when she goes on stage, she's Sasha Fierce. So her like introverted, she's like, I'm introverted. But she was like, Sasha Fierce, that's another thing. And that's what I do. I go up there and I'm like, Hyacinth, it's not about you. It is about telling these people how, you know, what you're doing is impacting the community and this, that, whatever. And I have to do a mental switch. So anyway, and then I've also been able to do, I think it's called like revenue financing. So I use Stripe as my payment processor. And when we got to a certain level, they were like, okay, well, you know, we'll give you money. And then of course, as from each, you know, sale, each transaction, we'll just, you know, take off of that. So I've done that before. Definitely have had some loans through CDFI. So, you know, those are like, you know, smaller loans, but, you know, they definitely help in a pinch. And now we have an investor who wants to, with non-equity, who wants to like see us grow in a certain area of Maryland. So they're investing in us so that we can just do a targeted marketing approach in that area. So once again, everything but venture we have dabbled in. So we're pretty much like around almost like 80,000, if not more, as far as all the funds that we received in the past couple
months. It's so important. And I created this podcast for this reason, so people could share how they found their sweet spot so that they could ultimately inspire and motivate other people. Listening to your story, it's very doable. And you guys out there listening, and if you're trying to get access to capital, please listen to these stories and understand that you can achieve it. You may not get every, you can't get every a yes from every application.
It's not gonna happen, right?
Mm-hmm. But as much effort you put in is as much reward you'll get back. On that, you mentioned just now, a potential investor is going to support your marketing efforts. Mm-hmm. So we know marketing is everything, and spreading the word, you can't be a secret if you're trying to operate and make revenue in your business, right? What marketing strategies do you use or has been most effective for you guys in your business? You talked about a wrapped van. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What are some of the non-traditional things? People think everything marketing is like posting on social media and being on social only. What are the things you're doing, especially in your local market?
Right. And so that's the biggest thing, because we, you know, in the first place, of course, that's why you have to have a strategy, because then it focuses you on what exactly you're trying to accomplish. And so we know that we want to really hit our market, our local market, very hard. You know, it is not a lot of different options out here. And so we know there's a space for us. Right. Mm-hmm. And we just need to get in. We need to get in and just grow really fast into our local market. And so it's being out in the community. So I go to like networking events, you know, join chambers. I have, you know, sponsored events. I have, you know, I come to, you know, and stuff online. Now we do like postcards. So we send out postcards. We know we wanted to do like some, you know, luxury apartments. So it's like building relationships. In order to build relationships, you have to like, you know, put yourself out there. You have to, you know, introduce yourself. You have to be consistent, because it's not a, oh, I send an email or I make a phone call and automatically. It's like they have to be like, okay, this laundry lady, she gonna keep on calling and coming by here and doing this. All right, let's go ahead and like talk to her, you know. And it's just, I come with a smiling face, with the branded, you know, so you're gonna know who I am when I'm there. And it's just a constant thing. It's so funny. I was talking to someone a couple of days ago, and I was like, because of what I do, like I have to be my brand every single time. So I was like, when I go to the grocery store, I can't go there with a sting like I used to. You know, just throw on clothes. I gotta be, because you know, I can be standing there. Somebody's like, oh, what you doing? I'd be like, oh, laundry. They'd be like, mm. But then I still would be my authentic self and be like, girl, because I'm just like you. My stuff be, but you know, but I wash it though. But I got a company washes
it. Clean. You know,
but yeah, like I have shirts, and even when they're not branded, I have like shirts that say last shirt before laundry day. And people are like, oh, that's so cute. I have shirts that say I move mountains, and it has a small print of laundry. Like, I just like go out there and just be me, you know? And so we are a company with a face. You know, we're a brand with a face. So we're not like this big company. You're like, oh, who's the owner of Xerox? And who's on, you know, no, you know, the laundry basket, oh, that's Hyacinth, you know? So it's really just being present, as I was saying before.
And I
it's
like
just,
that, you know, t-shirt, though. Can we buy those t-shirts?
Girl, don't give me another idea now.
Hello, somebody. You know how I do inside the speech. Inside the boardroom, I drop them. You better put that online.
Okay. All right. A t-shirt line. Okay.
Last t-shirt before laundry day. And guess what? I could be wearing that every weekend, because it's always the last t-shirt. Always laundry day on the weekend.
That's right. That's right.
You know, them seven streams of revenue, Hyacinth. We got to get
That's right. That's right. We got to get it. That's true.
Soon you're going to be selling your detergent. Soon you're going to be selling.
It's coming.
I know. Start that store. And the way, you know, when you launch it now and let people know the laundry basket doesn't just do laundry, but we have a shop. And then when the products launch, it'll be that much more no-brainer for your already people looking at your shop to just go ahead and buy that stain remover that is sold by the laundry basket.
Okay, well, let me do my promo. Coming 2024, the Laundry Basket Shop. Stay tuned. Got it. It's on tape now, so I got to do it.
You know, there's never a moment where I can shut off my strategic development.
Good.
Right?
Good.
You know me inside the boardroom, where it's really just always like God puts it in my heart, my mind, and I say it. But Hyacinth, being that you're in the local market, you know, media is media presence is one of those things that can boost your business and your personal credibility, your business's visibility. Can you share any time you've been featured in media, whether it's local or broader, that helped your business's growth in these last 18 months?
Yes. To be all over the place. I am in these streets. So we recently had a really big situation. So we were interviewed for ABC News. And so that aired around the country. And so everyone around the country that watched that show, you know, ABC News morning or whatever, it was during the day, they now know about the laundry basket. We also had a partnership with Comcast. And so they were able to provide a 30-second commercial for us. And that aired across our regional market for almost 6 months. And so that really put us out there. That really let people know who we were. And we got a lot of business from that. We do a lot of podcasts. We do a lot of writing for magazines, for newspapers, online. If you follow us on Facebook at Laundry Basket Delivery, you'll see all of our like media. And so media is our thing. And that's actually our next thing, is to make sure we put that on our website. For like, you know, for speaking engagements, for bookings, next stream of income, Marsha.
Absolutely. The boss and the entrepreneur, it's mm-hmm. you know, a lot of people, they do the work as in their business, and they don't realize that the brand building is them, and they could use that to leverage another revenue stream for themselves, right? Mm-hmm. And to really get the exposure through speaking for mm-hmm. their business. So I'm just so excited for what's to come for the laundry basket and for Hyacinth, because you know they could be two whole different things. When you see Oprah, what do you see? All the parts of her, right? Actress, interviewer, magazine, mm-hmm. and all those things under everything. One, right? Yeah. And so that's mm-hmm. what we're going to proclaim for you, Hyacinth. We're going to see you. Yes? Okay. So listen, it has been a pleasure having you on the podcast in our first episode back in 2024. Mm-hmm. We're excited for what's coming ahead. I want to do a quick lightning round and ask you a few questions before I let you go.
Can I say one more thing? I'm sorry. Back to the non-traditional marketing. Another thing that we do that gives us business is that we use like branded bags, and it's something as simple, but because people have to leave them outside, like I've had, like as I'm, you know, picking them up or whatever, people said like, oh, what's that? Because they see like the big, bright royal blue bags, you know, sitting outside of people's doors. And it's like, and actually for me, driving through communities and seeing bags, you know, my bags outside, it's like, it does something for me. But anyway, but another non-traditional way is just placing your stuff where people are going to see it. Other people right. who aren't clients, you know. Right. So anyway, I just wanted to say that. Go ahead with your lightning round.
Shout out to the royal blue family. I will say that Hyacinth and I are not just sweet mates here, but we are sisters in the finest sorority.
The finest.
On the planet, Zeta Phi Beta right. sorority. Yes. When we learned that about each other, it was like, no wonder.
Yes.
It's fantastic to be bonded in so many ways with you. And I'm just, you know, I love you. So, let's look ahead. What's your vision for your business and your role as an entrepreneur? You just mentioned that you're going to open up into speaking and how things, where do you see the business going from here?
Yes. So expansion. And so for our growth and expansion, not just in areas. So like I said, we do want to go into like different areas, but services. So we want to go into the linen and uniform supply. We want to be able to provide, you know, linen to hospitals, linen to hotels, those types of things. And of course, uniform. We have so many like card, you know, like shops around here, whatever. We want to, you know, have a nice little uniform with a name on it that we can, you know, people can purchase from us. But also we want to go in a way that where the trend is going, which is sustainability. So that means for us, it's like really taking those classes, getting those certifications to be eco-friendly. We want to make sure that we're decreasing carbon emission, the carbon footprint, water efficiency, you know, using sustainable products, even in our packaging. So we're learning all of that now and seeing, because that is where the future is going. Right. And so we want to get ahead of that and to already be like, oh, we're ready. So we're ready to go, you know, use us because we're already certified, that type of thing. So that's where I see it as a person. You know, I, of course, am the owner and the founder, but I would like some other management to help me. So looking for operations developer, a business development operations person that can also spearhead the vision and the mission of the Laundry Basket. So not just being me as well.
Excellent. Could you have seen yourself thinking about ecosystems, sustainability, emissions? Was that ever in your thought process, right? No, ma'am. Isn't it beautiful? Isn't it beautiful to see what role, you know, entrepreneurship could play in your life and what you could bring to the world? You know, we could talk forever, but listen, real quick, before you go, what's the one book you think all women business leaders should be reading?
Wow. We Should All Be Millionaires by Rachel Rogers.
Oh, that's a good one. We Should All Be Millionaires. Yeah, all right. Where can we find you, Hyacinth, when you are not running the Laundry Basket? What do you do for you?
Oh, traveling. Actually, tomorrow I'll be in Tulsa, Oklahoma, visiting Black Wall Street and doing some things there and visiting the chamber out there. They have their annual gala. But you will see me traveling. I am Jamaican, and so you will see me on a beach somewhere at least times a year. You know, the name Hyacinth, you didn't think that was from America. But, but yeah, so traveling, reading. I love a good book. I love a good book, so you may see me curled up on a beach somewhere reading a book.
And if you could start your business all over again, I know it was just yesterday you started, and you got that $500 today, knowing what you know now, would you do anything different with it, and how would you spend it?
I honestly, marketing is the thing. It's like you have to get, I mean, people have to know who you are. So I would not do anything different because that's what I spent it on. I spent it on things that would make us visible so people would know who we are. And because I think that's so important. You can't hide your light underneath a rock. I think that's a Bible verse. Uh-oh. You know, so it's kind of like, you know, you have to let your light shine. And so letting your light shine is, you know, letting people know who you are and, you know, what you do. So that's very important as a first start.
And on that note, how can people connect with you?
Okay, so you can contact us on our website, which is laundrybasketdelivery.com. You can always shoot me an email at info@laundrybasketdelivery.com. Or if you want to call me or text, that's 301-720-1556. You can find me also on Facebook and Instagram at Laundry Basket Delivery. And then just put my name in for LinkedIn and let's connect.
Excellent. Thank you so much, guys, for listening and watching. For those on YouTube, we look forward to our next podcast with another inspiring woman who has won a Herbrise micro grant. Bye-bye for now.
Bye.